กัสสังโฆอุชุปฏิปันโนภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆญาญาปฏิปันโนภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆสามิจิปฏิปันโนภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆยะติตังชาตาริปุริสายุกานิยัตตาปุริสัพพุกัลลาเอสะภะคะวะโตอะสาวะกะสังโฆอะหะเนยโยปะหะเนยโยตะกิเนยโยอัญจะลิกะรณิโยอนุตตะปุญญาเกตังโลกาสติ
Right, so let's do the meditation then. So.Get yourself into a good posture. So we'll sit for about 45 minutes, or lie or stand or walk. So let me just sort of get things going, but I won't say that much.So last night I was talking about like tuning into the present moment. So I like to use sound. So just listen to sound. So you tune into sound. But also, oddly enough, you tune into silence. Because in the sound,There's also the silence of knowing. So savor or appreciate the silence of knowing by just listening to sound. Then try to bring in kindness or affection. So one way to do that is bring attention to the center of your chest. Feel the breathing rising and falling at the chest. And keep savoring the silence of knowing.And on the in-breath, imagine, think of someone who's dear to you. Name them on the in-breath. On the out-breath, may you be well. So let their image and name trigger for you affection.So you tune into that sensibility and then you empower that by saying, may you be well. And then finally, when you have that, you get that sensibility, that attunement with affection or kindness.Then that, let that be the tone of your awareness. And then you can be aware of the breath, in and out, with that attitude of kindness. All right, let's just sit quietly and use those ideas if you want. here we go. Good morning. Perhaps we could end this session by turning to the Metta chant. You have that on your sheets, perhaps? Starts, this is what should be done. We'll chant that together, and then we'll finish this session and back in about 90 minutes after that. Is the sound still okay, Vivian? Okay, good. So let's do that chant together. This is what should be done by one who is skilled in goodness and who knows the path of peace. Let them be able and upright, straightforward and gentle in speech, humble and not conceited, contented and easily satisfied, unburdened with duties, and frugal in their ways, peaceful and calm and wise and skillful, not proud and demanding in nature. Let them not do the slightest thing that the wise would later reprove, wishing in gladness and in safety. May all beings be at ease, whatever living beings there may be, whether they are weak or strong, omitting none, the great or the mighty, medium, short or small, the seen and the unseen, those living near and far away, those born and to be born, may all beings be at ease. Let none deceive another or despise any being in any state. Let none through anger or ill will wish harm upon another, even as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child. So with a boundless heart should one cherish all living beings, radiating kindness over the entire world, heading onwards to the skies and downwards to the depths, outwards and unbounded, freed from hatred and ill will, whether standing or walking, seated or lying down, free from drowsiness. One should sustain this recollection. This is said to be the sublime abiding, by not holding to fixed views, the pure-hearted one, having clarity of vision, being freed from all sense desires, is not born again into this world.